Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
You've heard of all the services Victory Men's Health offers. Now it's even easier with their telehealth service. Whether it's weight loss, hormones, or micronutrient testing, you can be assessed in the comfort of your own home. It's easy by just going to victorymenshealth.com and clicking on telehealth. Pick the service you're interested in, and based on what service you are seeking, a lab draw kit will be shipped right to your home. Then a video telehealth consultation to discuss your results. Telehealth from Victory Men's Health. VictoryMen'sHealth.com for more details.
Must be a resident of Illinois or Missouri to use this service.
NinjaBling.com, the online home of Moritz Royce Jewelry, the exclusive jeweler of The Riz Show. Check out their huge collection, including one-of-a-kind pieces from the Simon G collection. Or they can make you your own custom-built piece just for you. And because they have an upstairs location, Moritz Royce can save you money over the street-level stores. Make an appointment. Head to NinjaBling.com to get the address and phone number. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Moritz Royce Jewelry, where you get the jewels and not the shaft.
Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill has been a proud home of Blues fans in St. Louis since 1990. And Hot Shots is an official partner of your St. Louis Blues. Swing by any of their 10 area locations tonight for the best Blues party in town. And don't forget about Blues Ticket Tuesday with your chance to score a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. Get details, see all the specials, and find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsbar.com/blues.
Hey everybody, it's Jeff Burton. Rizzuto and I had a really cool event at Hot Shots in St. Charles where we sat down and we got to know a little bit better Braden Schenn, number 10 from your St. Louis Blues. We did it kind of like press conference style. We got to know him a little bit, took some questions from the crowd. Thank you all for coming out and filling that place. Thank you to St. Charles Hot Shots for having us. Ladies and gentlemen, Rizzuto, myself, with Braden Schenn. Check it out.
Oh, we are recording right now. Hey guys, we're recording this for a podcast, so I believe a billion people will be listening to this, so probably. Your unbridled enthusiasm is welcome. Guys, once again, Braden Schenn!
Yay!
Welcome to Hot Shots St. Charles, sir. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me. It's been good.
Can you believe what is happening with this team? January 3rd, the St. Louis Blues had the worst record in the NHL. I don't know.
It's all good.
Sorry to remind you about that. But
I think he knows.
But somehow this ship has been righted.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
We always felt like we had the pieces in the locker room. It just took obviously a lot longer than everyone expected. We stuck with it. Obviously, management and ownership stuck with it. We feel like we're on the right path. Obviously, we haven't won anything yet. It's a step in the right direction, and we're looking forward to the last 25 games.
That's right.
That's a damn good answer.
So, around that time, and Jeff Burton here to my left could attest to this, there was a lot of talk about some of the superstars on the team maybe being shipped off somewhere, and even yourself being included in that. Does that get to the locker room? Do you guys hear that chirping like, hey, there may be a fire sale because the season's over already? How does that affect you guys, and do you even hear about that?
Yeah, I think, we're no dummies. I think we kind of realize I think the expectations were so high, and, it's no different than any other team. When teams are losing, guys are going to be talked about. And our team was no different. And like I said before, we stuck with it. Thankfully, we did. And obviously, you hear about the trade rumors and guys' names being tossed out there. But obviously, it takes a lot to trade top players on the team. And there's always going to be discussions. But we're obviously happy that nothing's happened, at least yet.
Yeah. I think we're good now, right? We good? I don't think we need to make any moves now.
We got 8 days, and then we'll be good.
I think we're good. Especially the perseverance you guys have kind of had to go through with Mike Yeo being let go. and you got a, you know, you got the interim coach Berube in there. What did he tell you guys when he took over? Was there like an inspirational speech? Did he have? Did he say he had any expectations?
No, he just wanted us. I think, you know, maybe at the start of the year we weren't playing as a team. It was more probably, a lot of new faces in the locker room. Guys were trying to find where they fit in or roles or. Myself included, it really was everyone from, goalie to D to forwards. Everyone's trying to find where they fit in. And I think probably, like I said, weren't playing as a team, and guys now have found roles. Feel like everyone has a role and everyone's buying in, and that's obviously leading to wins.
Mm-hmm. Now, people could point to a couple different moments when the season turned around. And I think, Binnington taking over, as the number one. And people are talking about right before the game, I think it was January 23rd, right before the Anaheim game, you were moved from center to wing. And was that the night you were put on the number one line with Tarasenko and O'Reilly?
Yeah, that would have been my first game with them.
That would be the first. I mean, this is a number one liner right here. And it's amazing how that line is. They're saying it's one of the, if not the best line in the NHL right now. That number one line. It's Tarasenko, it's O'Reilly, and this man, Braden Schenn, right here. What's it like playing with those guys?
I mean, that's a heck of a compliment. There's a ton of good players in the league. A lot of good lines in the league. You look at the lines in Tampa right now, or Boston, or wherever that have been. We've only been doing it for 12 games, so we've got a lot more yet to prove. Guys have been doing it all year. So, like I said, we've had fun playing with each other. I played with Vladdy enough to know, obviously, he's scoring goals like crazy right now. And it's good to see. Everyone loves seeing Vladdy score goals. So, happy with that. And then just playing with O'Reilly. Just, the amount of the games you guys have seen him this year, he's just a solid two-way guy. He's extremely strong in the battles, wins all his battles, good in his own end, and he's smart when he has the puck, so he's a lot of fun to play with as well.
You've been around for a while. It's not like you're a rookie or anything, but when you see that you're going to be playing with those guys, at least the first couple of games, you just start gripping the stick a little tighter? Do you start, oh my God, I got to play up to these guys? Or what goes through your mind when you're first paired with those dudes?
No, not at all. I feel like I've played with some pretty good players over my career, whether it was Claude Giroux at quite a bit of time in Philadelphia, or Jake Voracek, or Wayne Simmonds, or there's been a lot of guys. Even, Schwartzy, he's up there too. He's fun to play with. So I've played with a lot of good players, and you just kind of go out there and just try and find chemistry with them.
Hey, how many of you guys have been to a Blues game this season? Are you there in time for the pregame skate, you guys? That's fun to watch you guys out for the pregame. Is it true that you picked the music for the pregame skate?
Like the in-game warm-up?
Yeah.
I mean,
kinda. Why so much techno, honestly?
It's just not me, Edmondson, Bertuzzo are kind of the guys, and it's really it's an open DJ in the locker room. I keep my phone on for the Bluetooth or whatever, and guys, whoever wants goes up and picks a song, and there's a mix of everything going on in our locker room.
All right. Who's got the worst taste in music on the St. Louis Blues currently?
I mean, depends who you're asking.
I'm asking you.
I don't know. I'm not big into like the new age rap stuff. Like the and there's a few young guys on the team that love that kind of stuff. So
I guess you're not either, right?
Yeah. I guess anyone that kind of listens to that stuff. That's just my opinion, though.
All right.
You're saying no post Malone in the locker room?
No, that's fine. That's
fine. You're okay with it? Okay,
that.
Good.
Yeah.
So all right, if you guys have any questions out there, Jeff Burton's going to be try to be as non-creepy as
gentle as possible. Yeah. So while I'm finding somebody, question for you. I'm sure you've heard and seen the celebration on ice in Carolina that they do after home victories. Some people have a problem with that. I don't know if you saw or heard what Don Cherry said today. Do you have a problem with that? Would that be cool with you?
I guess whatever they want to do. I'm sure there's guys in that locker room that like it, and I'm sure there's guys that hate it and think it's stupid, but or maybe they're just all buying into it. I'm not sure, but my opinion, it's, I guess they're going out there and winning hockey games.
Well, their fans seem to love it.
I mean,
I wouldn't be
a fan of it doing that. I don't agree with that. I think it's fine with the salute or just thanking your goalie for a good win or whatever, but So I'm getting a little extreme, but I guess that's what they're going with, and that's what
I
want to do.
We're more of a pat in the tush kind of.
Yeah, that's what we do after the show all the time.
That's what we do after a show every day.
Yeah. Good and then game, sit in our cars and cry.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff's out there in the crowd here at the Hot Shots in St. Charles with a question for Braden Shen.
Yeah, this is Lucas right here. Just stand right here and ask him. This is Lucas. What do you got?
How did you feel when you scored the OT winner in Tampa Bay this season?
That's a good question. I like that kind of question. Obviously, a big relief. Feel like I've been getting a lot of chances and finally one to squeeze in. Obviously, it was a big win for our team, even moving forward into that weekend. And Tampa Bay is a good team, and it's nice to beat them.
You got a two-parter. Okay. What's the other one?
Also, how big is Andre Vasilevskiy?
I don't know. He's pretty big. Pretty big.
He's a big dude.
Who else has a question? Raise your hand if you got a question for Braden Shen over here. I got one question before we get to the crowd here. With the exception of your current teammates, who's the best player you've ever played with?
I think the coolest for me would probably be Jaromir Jagr. Played him with him in Philadelphia.
Good answer.
He's second or third in all-time in points, so you got to hand it to him.
That's a good answer.
All right, this is Corey. Go ahead.
Are you a pretty superstitious guy? Like, while you guys are on your winning streak, is there anything like you were consistent in doing?
No. Superstition. I think it's just more routine. You kind of, when you're at the rink, you kind of do the same things. I'm not the type of guy where I wake up in the morning and have to do the exact same thing every day or eat the same meal or sleep for as long. Just kind of go with the flow. Whatever happens that day happens, and you just kind of, every guy has a routine in order to get them ready to play, but
I'll tell you, not talking about the winning streak. Don't jinx it.
All right.
Oh, that's good.
Stay away.
Stay away.
Yeah, listen, I was going to bring up, this. I don't know if you heard a 10-game winning streak, but you guys heard about a 10-game winning streak?
Yeah.
But I don't want to be blamed, for anything, any mishaps,
All right, this is Jessica. Go ahead.
So one of my favorite moments watching you when you first got traded to the Blues was watching you beat the living daylights out of TJ Oshie. Not going to lie. Are we going to see any more of that? Because I would love to see some more of that.
Of me fighting or?
Yes. Just being more aggressive and taking everybody out, especially Patrick Kane. Not going to lie. Can someone just skate over him in between the shoulder pads and the helmet? I'm not going to lie. Love it.
Welcome to Hot Shots.
Yeah, I don't even. Was there a question, or are you just trying to
get some anger out there? I don't know.
You just want him to drop the gloves more? Is that what you're saying?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. I'd love to see some more intensity.
See what I can do.
Some more
Anybody
intensity.
Else?
Who else has a question for Braden Shen over here? Over there.
You got one?
Jeff, run over there. All right. While Jeff's running over there,
how do you feel about the song Gloria?
Here we go.
We're winning, so what's not to love about it?
Why not? Why not?
Who sings that song?
Gloria Gaynor.
No, stop it. Sorry. Laura Branigan, who I
Laura
found out,
Branigan, yes.
Who I found out was deceased.
Yes,
today.
And she still is, yep.
R.I.P.
Anybody else? Anybody else have a question?
Who's got a question?
Oh, over there. Hang on. Sure.
Hey, who's the best player you ever played against?
Is that you?
That's cool.
I'll go two-part. I think defenseman, probably Nick Lidstrom.
Okay.
And then forward, I don't know, Crosby's so good. He's hard to handle. He's hard to defend. I think probably him.
All right.
Over here, Riz.
Okay.
What's your name?
James. Go ahead. So, talking about fights, would you ever fight Chara?
Would I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I like that matchup very much.
I feel that the way
we'll leave that one to the big rig. Big rig can keep on fighting Chara.
Does this feel like a UFC kind of press conference? Like,
yeah,
he'd fight anybody anywhere. Chara is a punk.
Speaking for Braden Shen. All right, go ahead, man.
Hey, you're my favorite, my son's favorite player over here. He absolutely loves you.
Thank you.
He says that to everybody, by the way.
So. He does. He wanted to know who your favorite player was growing up.
Pavel Bure. Yeah, I don't know. He played in Vancouver a little bit. Those games used to be on back home. I don't know. Goal scorer with a ton of flash and fun to watch.
You know, I had a question. This is something that we ask a lot of band guys because we do a lot of band interviews. But at what point did you go, you know what, I think I'm going to be able to do this for a living someday? At what point did you think that you could hang in the NHL?
Probably, I don't know. You never know, but you keep on working at it. I guess maybe it was, 16, playing in the Western Hockey League. I was Rookie of the Year, and got a good opportunity there playing for the Wheat Kings. And I feel that, you kind of get a sense of confidence, but, you never know. You keep on working at it and put a lot of time and effort and kind of see what happens. So that's kind of when I felt it happened.
Did you have a backup plan? Like, hey, man, if this hockey thing doesn't work out, what am I going
to
do?
I tell 20 years old that I got 4 more years to try and figure it out, and thankfully
everything worked out.
Yeah, no net. All right, this is Evan. Go ahead.
How do you feel when you shot the puck off the Wild player and it went in?
Armpit. You guys are asking me all the goal-scoring questions. I didn't actually really see it went in. I just kind of looked at the ref a little bit, and he pointed it went in. So, like scoring those goals.
What do we have? It is talking about last night's game or yesterday's game. We're talking about a goal and assist yesterday right here. Yeah. Jeff, who's next?
What's your name?
Brad.
Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, I was wondering, back to talking about when you knew you were actually going to make it in the NHL, when you were a little kid with your brother, did you grow up and think, man, we're both going to do it? Because you guys played against each other, so how was that?
Yeah, I mean, that was always our dream. We were we still are super close, talk every day, but growing up, slept in the same room, played hockey all the time on the backyard rinks back home. That's what we did. It was pretty much every weekday. It was after school until, 8 o'clock at night, go home, do a little homework, and then on the weekends we had a pond that we played hockey at. So we kind of, it was all about hockey and trying to make the NHL, and I think I was pretty lucky. I got to see him do it, it was a year and a bit before me, whether it was playing for, Hockey Canada or getting drafted or, playing in the NHL. He always kind of, motivated me just because he was doing things ahead of me, and obviously pretty lucky for both of us to, have to play at the NHL so far.
So we're getting into the home stretch of the season, and, you're starting to see bodies kind of break down. A lot of games have been played, and there's still a lot of games to come. What are you doing differently as far as maintaining your body and your health now that you weren't doing at the beginning of the season? Is there anything different?
I think less? No, I mean, we practice less, but I think as you look nowadays, I think it just starts with, I think it's even started whether it was like Crosby or whoever, they were always training so much or doing what it takes, treatment, obviously eating clean, doing what you can to take care of your body. And I think if you look around the league, most guys now, they're doing what they can to stay healthy, stay fast, be the best they can be. And I think it's no different in our locker room. You look around the room and guys are doing what it takes to try and be the best they can be.
Couple more questions, Jeff, from the crowd.
Braden.
How many times have you dropped the gloves against your brother, and who normally wins?
I mean, we've had maybe one serious fight on the outdoor rink and one at home, but none actually dropping the glove. I guess dropping the gloves on the backyard rink. We're pretty friendly with each other. Don't get heated that often, but I'm 0-2, so I'm going to stop fighting him.
This is Brett.
So we're going to see you dangle Matthews tomorrow night?
Are we going to see you dangle Matthews tomorrow night?
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I don't know.
No predictions, right?
Yeah.
Jeff, anything else? The guy to our left over here in the gray shirt claps for everything, by the way. I love this guy.
I love that.
What's your favorite thing about playing in St. Louis?
One more time.
What's your favorite thing about playing in front of the fans in St. Louis?
Positivity. I think that's you guys come to cheer, and obviously hope to win. It's not going to happen every night, but you guys cheer us on, and I think that's what guys love about playing here. It can be get negative at times when it's not going your way, but it seems to be a positive rink pretty much all the time.
You know, coming from Philly, and you got their mascot over there, that nightmare of a thing, Gritty. Right? Obviously, Louie is a better mascot, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to love Louie, yeah.
That Gritty thing, like, it looks into your soul and then steals it.
This is Charles.
Do you think there's a curse looming over the Blues on why we can't bring home a cup? And do you think this is the year to do it?
What, one more time, Jeff?
Do you think there's a curse over the Blues not winning the cup, and is this the year you're going to do it?
I mean, I hope not. we're looking to, we're obviously looking to hoist it. It's a good league with, every team is so good. You look at our, right now, if we make the playoffs, we're probably going to play Nashville or Winnipeg, Calgary, or San Jose. Every team's so good, it's tough to win, but we feel like we've got a good team with a lot of good pieces, so looking forward to it.
I think we can make a run, and I think one of the things you're trying to get at is, can you imagine what this city would do if and when that happens? My gosh.
Yeah.
Riz, I won't be in the work the next day, just so you
That's
know.
That's fine. Yeah. Well, I'll take the day off. Yeah. All right, one more question, Jeff. One more question for Braden Shen over here. Anybody got another question? Oh, we all tapped out.
I think we're good.
Oh, that oh wait,
here we go.
Question.
Here we go.
Hey, you better make it good.
Here
it's
we go.
Last one.
Go ahead.
Are you going to come back on Spittin' Chiclets, and how much of an idiot is Paul Bissonnette?
Spittin' Chiclets, that's a pretty good podcast.
Yeah, they got it going on there now. I don't know. I feel like they're getting some pretty big superstars on there now. I think I'm not big enough for Spittin' Chiclets anymore.
Look at this.
So.
Modesty.
Biz Nasty, he's a funny guy. I've actually got to know him a little bit. He's obviously got some character to him. He says some funny comments and some offside comments, but I guess that's why people listen to his podcast.
Well, thank you, Braden Shen here. Guys, round of applause, Braden Shen.
Yeah, man.
Stay healthy, continued success for the team, and push for the playoffs. I mean, we don't have many games left.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Jeff, any final comments here?
I don't at all. Thank
okay,
you,
perfect. Thank you.
Braden Shen is Braden sitting right Shen. Here. One more round of applause for the dude, man. Wow.
Thanks to our engineer, Andy Hotshot St. Charles. Stick around.
How about a Let's Go Blues?
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.